An open jumper, Burke, 12-footer, nothing but net. Aisha Burke has 5 points, and Elm Creek regains the lead.
Tonight is a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes battle the Amherst Broncos. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Offensive rebound for Jen, tries to lob it down low, Bentley got it. And now Halligan gets into the paint, forces the issue, and gets the jumper to go. Dylan Halligan with his first two-point bucket.
The season is winding down, and both squads are looking for momentum heading into the sub-district playoffs, which begin next week for the ladies. It's the Broncos and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Elm Creek with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Elm Creek High School. It is time for Friday Night Basketball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for a doubleheader, which for the girls will be their final game before sub-districts. Amherst taking on Elm Creek. The girls' game is a rematch of last week's FKC semifinals, which Amherst won 61-51 on their way to the conference title. Elm Creek played on Tuesday and beat Elwood 70-42. That was the most points they had put on the board all year long by quite a ways. They hadn't got over 60 points, but shot the ball very well and beat Elwood. For Amherst, they also played on Tuesday, and they had their long, long winning streak snapped by Ansley in overtime, 52-47. And that snapped the 10-game winning streak for the Lady Broncos. There's also a chance these teams could meet up next week. They're in the same sub-district. They could fight each other in the sub-district final, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit as that will be played at Holdridge. Amherst will play the Bertrand-Overton winner Tuesday at 6. Elm Creek will play Elwood, the team that they just took care of, at 7:45. And if they both win, they play next Thursday. And it's a pretty wide-open district because on the other side, the top seed is Kennesaw, who made it to state last year and took the number one seed to overtime, but is just 8-9 on the season. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
And the starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. 5 Points Bank. For the visiting Amherst Broncos, number 3 is a 6-foot junior, Shelby Hemmen. Number 23 is a 5'10 sophomore, Jessica Fernandez. Number 32 is a 5'4 senior, Mariah Tobenheim. Number 35 is a 5'8 sophomore, Katie Klingelhopper. And number 42 is a 5'6 senior, Kylie Haynes. The head coach of the Broncos, Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhopper, Ruth Christensen, and Kaylee Randall. They're 15-5 on the season. For Elm Creek, number 10 is a 5'3 junior, Whitney Hubbard. Number 25, a 5'6 senior, Amanda Johns. Number 33, a 5'5 senior, Aisha Burke. Number 35, a 5'6 senior, Angela Berkey. And number 43, a 5'9 senior, Danny Coons. Head coach of the Buffaloes is Mike Ford, assisted by Jade Means and Susie Ortmeyer. Elm Creek is 9-9 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, your community bank, and the opening tip is next.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace? See KappaGrains.com.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. The traveling red and white trim for Amherst, the home white and blue and gold trim for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Danny Coons will jump center against Shelby Hemmen. Ralph Heinrichs and Kent Ropers, your officials. And Hemmen will win the tip here for the Amherst Broncos. And we are underway. And a quick three to start the ball game is up and in, wasting no time. Mariah Toppenheim steps up and drains the three-pointer. And just a couple of seconds into the ball game, it's 3-0 in favor of Amherst, who will come out of a man-to-man defense here as Elm Creek tries to get things going. They'll swing it over on the left wing. Pull-up jumper is going to be off the mark. Hits the front of the rim from Angela Berkey. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by the Buffaloes, and they'll get a second-chance opportunity as Amanda Johns cleared that one out, and we've got a whistle and a three-second violation on Elm Creek. Well, the kids have been sick around Central Nebraska here lately, and that is the story for Aisha Burke tonight. She has been ill, and we'll see if the top player or one of the top players on this Elm Creek team can go the whole game or not. She's been under the weather as Toppenheim fires another three, rattles around off the glass, won't go. Offensive putback won't go. Second one, a foul. Wengelhofer had the first chance. Fernandez had the second chance, and Jessica will go to the line and shoot two. And for Elm Creek, Haley Boston also out tonight with a thumb injury. Coach Mike Ford wasn't sure that she was even going to be able to play in the game tonight as the foul's called on Danny Coons. And the free throw's off the mark, no good by Fernandez. Obviously, you want to play and you want to do well tonight, but in the grand scheme of things, if you're not in the wild card race, this game doesn't mean a whole lot. It's much more important next week in the sub-districts. Fernandez will hit the second free throw, and that'll make it 4-0 here in favor of Amherst. Elm Creek will have the ball for the second time in the game. They'll bring it into the front court against the man-to-man. Work it over to Angela Berkey. Berkey swings it back up top to Hubbard. Hubbard takes a couple of dribbles, nothing there. Swings it left side to Aisha Burke. Burke guarded by Hemmen. It's a tough matchup, but she uses a screen, drives, and call off the shot. They're going to call her for a walk. So Elm Creek, two possessions and two turnovers. And Amherst will bring the ball up the floor uncontested here. Also going to be a matchup here for Elm Creek, trying to play a little box and one here on Hemmen. So they go to the baseline, and a blocking foul on Danny Coons as she tried to slide down on Kylie Haynes. And for Coons, that is two quick fouls for Danny. Now let's see what Coach Ford elects to do. He has a quick word with her and sends her back into the game. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Haynes to throw it in, and it's going to be intercepted by Whitney Hubbard. Amherst with their first turnover, and Hubbard will wait for the traffic to go by and bring the ball up the floor. Elm Creek takes it out of the right wing, a little shoving and pushing away from the basketball, trying to get to the hoop. Driving in and losing the ball, Angela Berkey. There's going to be another turnover. Elm Creek still looking for their first points. They've had one shot, three turnovers. Running the fast break the other way, it gets to Fernandez, six-footer too strong. Rebound comes to Hemmen. She makes some room for herself. Shot up no good, and Elm Creek will run it down with Angela Berkey. 4-0, first 2 minutes of the ball game. Amherst has the lead here at Elm Creek on this final full Friday night of basketball across Nebraska. C&D girls sub-districts begin on Monday. Still another week for A and B and for the boys. Paul Fink right side driving Burke, and we've got a hand check foul. And this will be the first foul of the game on Amherst as Burke got by her defender. And checking into the ball game now for Elm Creek will be Stacia Samuelson, 5'11 senior. And Coons will check out. The foul was on Kylie Haynes. Her first, and Elm Creek ball on the baseline. Backdoor bounce pass, trying to get it in to Berkey. She'll put the jumper up and in. Well contested and well covered, but Berkey able to score it, and Elm Creek is on the board. 4-2 Amherst, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Quick jumper at the other end, Fernandez, too strong. Rebound, somehow Hemmen got it, threw up a wild one, no good. Throws up another wild one, no good. Fernandez pulls down the rebound. Mike Ford saying, how about over the back? Jessica puts it up and in. So four opportunities at the hoop that time, and Amherst finally cashed it in, 6-2. Of course, district wrestling going on today. It's already wrapped up over at Amherst for day one. We'll be there tomorrow for the finals starting at 2. Both these schools among the 17 that are on hand. 6-2 here early first quarter. Amherst with the lead on the road. Elm Creek trying to open up that baseline and get a back cutter. Burke drives and then finally kicks it to Hubbard, who came out to the corner to get it. Tries to force it into Samuelson, and it's going to be a tough job doing that as it's stolen away again. Jessica Fernandez with the steal. Fast break the other way. Klingelhoffer gets by everybody. Her runner no good. Offensive rebound. Hemmen back up and in. Shelby with the offensive rebound, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Elm Creek. 4:41 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Amherst 8, Elm Creek 2 on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. I want to thank Stan Whistle and the entire crew here for their hospitality as always, with 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Late start today. It's parents' night. The JVs went long in the girls' gym, and so that's why we are just midway through the first quarter here at 7 o'clock on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, and Amherst. Ball belongs to Hubbard. Out on the left key. Back out between the circles to Angela Berkey. Trying to work it into the paint, but there's just nobody open. Give it off to Berkey again. She'll drive through the double team. Shot no good. Ball punched out long, and Samuelson will run it down for Elm Creek. She'll try and drive, but it's cut off by Hammond. Out to Hubbard for three. It's no good. Rebound grabbed by Klingelhoffer. Not many second chance opportunities here for Elm Creek. Amherst up the floor. Fernandez, quick jumper in the left baseline. No good. Another offensive rebound for Shelby Hammond. Can't get the shot. Out top for three. Taubenheim. That one is off the mark. No good. And it'll go out of bounds to Elm Creek. Well, Amherst has had numerous opportunities here in the first quarter, and they do have a six-point lead, but could even be more. Elm Creek has turned it over four times and has been out-rebounded already 9-3. Buffalo basketball. Burke's going to try a three-pointer. It's right through there. Three-point bucket for Aisha Burke. And Elm Creek cuts the deficit in half, 8-5. Give and go at the other end. Klingelhoffer drives right to the hoop but missed the runner. Offensive rebound, Jessica Fernandez. She's going to drive. Easy jumper. Rolls off the rim. Hammond an offensive rebound, and it is good. Shelby Hammond lays it up and in, and right now Elm Creek just can't get a rebound. And Elm Creek coach Mike Ford thinks his girl's getting pushed around a little bit inside. He wants a call and hasn't got one yet. 10-5, Amherst. Elm Creek looking for the back cut. Burke holds the ball. Nothing there, so Berkey comes out and takes it between the circles to Hubbard. Right back to Berkey. Not a lot of quick movement away from the ball here, and that's what they're going to need to get open underneath as Burke throws a three through again. Back-to-back perfection from Aisha Burke. And it keeps Elm Creek close, 10-8, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Fernandez in the front court, left side of the key, throws it right side to Taubenheim. Lob it inside, good ball move for glove and left, Jessica Fernandez. 12-8, Amherst has not taken a lot of time on offense. When they get an open shot, they take it, or they're running a play, and it's been there and executed at least for a shot, not necessarily a main shot, every possession. Aisha Burke holds it on the right side of the key. Nothing there. They'll reverse it left side to Burke. John's just kind of standing at the high post here, setting picks one way and then setting them the other. Back to Hubbard. Top of the key. Burke ball fake. Puts it up. It's coming over and blocking the shot is Shelby Hammond. Hammond slid over and with a nice double team. Didn't allow him to get the ball. And now trouble at midcourt. And we're going to get an over and back on Amherst. Ball got out of the hands of Mariah Taubenheim. And as she dove on the floor, she lit on midcourt. Second turnover for Amherst. Into the ball game now. We're going to have a couple of substitutions. Here comes Mackenzie Bergstrom in for the Lady Broncos. 12-8 Amherst with a minute 50 to go here in quarter number one. Also in Kiana Leach. Here's a little pick and roll, but nowhere to go for Berkey. Back out to Johns. Jackie Berkey is also now in there for Elm Creek. Top of the circle, now a little farther out, Aisha Burke. She'll put the ball on the floor, try and dribble. Everybody's above the free throw line extended. Now they get a give and go to Burke, but she missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Kylie Haynes. Well executed, just couldn't finish it at the other end. And now Samuelson comes down, Jackie Berkey comes down. The ball's knocked away. And we're going to have a foul called on Elm Creek, it looks like, trying to get the loose basketball. That will be team foul number 3 and the first foul on Stacia Samuelson. More substitutions coming in. Hubbard after a quick breather. Hubbard, John Samuelson, Jackie Berkey. And also into the ball game, Hadley Dyer. Right now, Amherst has the ball. Set up a three. Haynes, the left-hand corner, buries it. The second three of the ball game for Amherst. Each team has hit a pair of threes. And it's 14-8. They're going to say it was only a two, apparently. So 14-8. Now they change it and call it a three. So it is 15-8. And at the other end, a shot is up inside. Johns can't get it to go. Shelby Hemmen with the rebound. She's got 7 in 7 minutes. Up the floor, Klingelhofer. Stop and travel. She was expecting Whitney Humbert to kind of get out of the way, and Whitney never moved, and Amherst will turn it over for the third time. 52 seconds to go here in quarter number one. 15-8, Amherst. They've hit the last two buckets, a 3 and a 2, to get the lead up to 7. Elm Creek ball knocked away, run down just before it goes out of bounds by Dyer. Gets it back to Hubbard. Whitney will get it back between the circles. 35 seconds to go. And a push off away from the basketball. Trying to set a screen. Looks like it's going to be on Jackie Berkey. And that'll be her first. Fourth team foul, and over it comes to Amherst. Fernandez is back into the ball game, and so is Toppenheim with 34 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Amherst not necessarily the type of team that plays for the last shot. Leach throws it down to the baseline to Fernandez. Fernandez, short jumper, too strong. Backside rebound drop. We're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Elm Creek as Toppenheim tied up Jackie Berkey. 25 seconds remain here in the first quarter. And a bunch of substitutions coming in for Elm Creek on what could be their final possession of the half. They're going to get Burke back in there. They're going to get Berkey as well. Their top two shooters are most of the time, and they have all 8 of their points here in the first quarter. Berkey against pressure throws over the top into the front court to Aisha Burke. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. They'll take a little time off the clock here, but down 7, they need to run that play and find a way to execute. Off a couple of picks, Hubbard now gives it to Johns. 6 seconds. Johns right side of the key, drives and scores. Amanda Johns with a nice play. Amherst with 2 seconds, 1 second, and they will not get a shot away. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here at our Fort Kearney Conference girls game. It's Amherst 15, Elm Creek 10. We'll be back with second quarter action in a minute on Classic Hits.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here bringing you high school hoops. It is Amherst ball to start the second quarter. They lead it by a score of 15-10. Elm Creek, though, did cut down on the turnovers as the quarter moved along and hit a couple of threes to get back in it. Right now, Amherst scores on the opening possession. Get it inside to Katie Klingelhofer, who hits the five-footer, and it's 17-10, and Elm Creek turns it over before they can even get into their offensive set. So similar start to the second quarter as we saw in the first quarter. Into the front court, here comes Amherst. Give it to Kiana Leach. Leach up top, Fernandez. Swings it back over to Toppenheim. Klingelhofer outside the arc against his zone defense here. They've been trying to box in one Hemmen. Hemmen goes out top. They clear it out for a short jumper that Mariah Toppenheim hits, and she's got 5 points. 19-10 Amherst. Turnovers in the first quarter, Elm Creek 4, Amherst 3. Three-point shooting. Both teams were 2 of 3. Rebounds, 14 for Amherst, 4 for Elm Creek. 6 points for Aisha Burke, leads the way for Elm Creek. Amherst right now pretty balanced. Tomenheim and Jessica Fernandez each have five because they have each hit a few extra points at three into that free throw at the other end. Here's a pick and roll. Get it down to Burke. Put it up. No good. A little strong. Rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez to Klingelhofer, who will push it up the floor, going from right to left. Bounce pass into the corner to Leach. Tried to get it back inside. It's deflected once, so she goes right back to her. Fernandez kicks it out to Haynes. Wave off the main bucket. 3 seconds. While they were trying to find the handle on that basketball, they were camped out in the lane, and Amherst turns it over for the fourth time in the ball game. First game of tonight's doubleheader here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Boys game will follow. A little late start, probably looking about 8:30 at the earliest for that ball game. Elm Creek basketball. Burke spots up three, right wing. That one's going to be a little off the mark. And as she tries to follow the shot, she's going to be over the back of Jessica Fernandez, who got the rebound. And that'll be the first foul on Burke. Fifth team foul on Elm Creek. Only one foul has been called so far in the ball game on Amherst. 19-10, Lady Broncos. After it was 10-8, they've won on a nice little run here to stretch that lead out tonight. Klingelhofer looks for more. 14-footer right wing. Skips off the rim, no good. Danny Coons with the rebound immediately turns and outlets it to Johns, who drives all the way in and draws the foul. Layup won't go. And the first free throws of the ball game coming up here for Elm Creek. The foul will be called on Kiana Leach, her first. And the first free throw for Amanda Johns is on the way, and dancing around will not go. Parents' night here tonight at Elm Creek. Girls did theirs before the game. The boys will do the same. Good crowd on hand here, though, from both communities as the second free throw by Johns is on the way, and it clanks off the front of the rim, no good. Fernandez with the rebound, and Shelby Hemmen on the bench, catching some rest here, and Amherst is doing fine while she's over there. And they're kind of looking at her like maybe she got banged up a little bit. Coach Eckout talking to her as Amherst works it around the perimeter here. They're trying to post up Crystal Fernandez, who has checked in. Out top to Tomenheim, to Leach. Staying very patient against the 1-3-1 zone now, and we're going to get a carry called on Amherst. Back into the ball game for the Broncos will be Kylie Haynes. Fifth turnover now for the Broncos. And it'll go back over to Elm Creek, who had a slow start to the first quarter and a slow start to the second quarter. We played 2.5 minutes, and the Buffaloes haven't been able to move the scoreboard yet. Working against some zone pressure. Elm Creek does a good job moving the ball, passing it, and Burke will bring it across the timeline, right side. Aisha will clear it out and set it up the top of the circle. Over to Berkey. Angela. Everybody up high, they're just looking for that back cutter or trying to pick somebody up off the dribble. Burke back up top. Berkey for a straightaway three. It's in and out, no good. Ball tipped out, and we're going to get another rebound by Elm Creek and a foul. Jackie Berkey has the rebound, and she picks up the foul on Amherst, and it's going to go against Mariah Tomenheim. That'll be her first. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. And Aisha Burke to throw it in. Gets it to the high post to Berkey. Back to Johns for the three. It will not go. And it falls into the hands of Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will push the ball up the floor. Didn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down for a moment. Into the corner to Haynes. Back up top, Jessica Fernandez. Left-hand corner. Quick jumper on the way. Tomenheim in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Elm Creek. Trying to save it there is Katie Meyer, who is coming to the ball game. Her first board, baseball pass to the other end. Jackie Berkey, quick shot, no good. Rebound is to Amanda Johns, put it up and in. Or was that Aisha Burke, excuse me? Yes, it was Aisha Burke that got the offensive putback, and she's got eight of her team's 12 points. 19-12 Amherst, 4.5 to go in quarter number two. Klingelhofer to Fernandez, right side of the key, try to go back cut. Somehow it found its way into the hands of Tomenheim, who dished it off to Crystal Fernandez. Shot no good, Meyer rebound. And a timeout going to be called by Elm Creek as they got into a little pressure in the backcourt. It's going to be a full-length timeout. 4:15 to go in the first half of play. Amherst 19, Elm Creek 12. We're back after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. 19-12, Amherst. They scored a couple of buckets right off the get-go here in the second quarter, but they went nearly 3 minutes without scoring. Elm Creek, though, only picked up 2 points during that time. So a seven-point lead here for the Lady Broncos. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll run down the first half stats. We'll take a look at some of the sub-district pairings and talk about what's coming up tomorrow. The Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, all eight games for you on our network of stations. All eight will be on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 AM. And then after wrestling tomorrow at Amherst, we'll bring you also the three evening games here on Classic Hits. Right now, Elm Creek trying to find a way to cut into this seven-point deficit with 4 minutes to go in quarter number two. Berkey with it, picks her dribble up. She needs somebody to come out and get the ball. Bounce pass finally. Got it to Samuelson out on the wing, who tried to get it into Johns, but it's going to be stolen away. Second turnover of the quarter for Elm Creek. Klingelhofer pushes it up the floor, fires it off to Tobenheim. Tobenheim to Hemmen, who's back in. She's out in the right-hand corner, though, and throws it up top. Into the left-hand corner, the pass from Crystal Fernandez. Back up to Klingelhofer. Had an open look, passed it up. Now a three-pointer is on the way and short by Kylie Haynes. Offensive rebound, though, for Mariah Tobenheim. And a second-chance opportunity. Hammond out on the right side. Bullet pass, backside. Klingelhofer up and in. Threatened the needle that time. Shelby Hammond. And she gets an assist, and it's 21-12. The lead right back to 9. Back cut Burke at the other end. Got open and scored on the assist from Berkey. And Aisha now with 10 points. 21-14 Amherst. Crossover dribble, Klingelhofer. Leaves it off for Fernandez. Crystal gives it to Haynes. 21-14 Amherst. Again, trying to think about throwing over that zone. Instead, Tobenheim will take a 16-footer and drill it. 7 points now for Mariah. 23-14 Amherst. And Elm Creek, just when they started to get something going offensively, Amherst picks up the pace as well, so some scoring here in the last minute. Elm Creek with the basketball. Burke and Berkey handling it most of the time. Johns back to Berkey right through her hands and picked up there by Hammond. Shelby will push the ball across the timeline, wait and give it to Klingelhofer into the corner for a three-pointer. Tobenheim buries it. Mariah Tobenheim with 7 of the quarter and 10 of the game. And Amherst now has their biggest lead at 12, 26-14, with 2 minutes to go in quarter number two. Berkey dribbling through the double team, but then runs into Hammond. Has to get rid of it to Johns. Down the lane, the runner is up, no good. Rebound, almost got her own, but it flicks off her fingertips to Klingelhofer. They want to run and overshoot Hammond, and out of bounds it goes. And after that long stretch, we're going to see some multiple substitutions here. Whitney Hubbard is back in for Elm Creek. Jessica Fernandez, Mackenzie Bergstrom, and Colby Klingelhofer all come in for Amherst. And now Hadley Dyer in for Elm Creek. 1:53 to go in the first half here at Elm Creek. And Amherst girls leading it 26-14 and putting on a little three-quarter court zone trap. And so far Elm Creek has done a good job of handling that. Hubbard between the circles. Takes it over on the right wing to Dyer. Hadley back up top. There's Johns. Open look from 16. It is no good. And we're going to have a foul, I think, on Shelby Hammond over the back here. We'll see if that's the case as the whistle blows in the paint. And it will be Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Going to call the foul on Mackenzie Bergstrom. That is her first. Fourth team foul. And Elm Creek to throw it in. Kick it on the wing to Hubbard. They were trying to sneak her free for a three. They'll get it to her. Set a pick. Still covered. Good switch. Bergstrom on her. Now to Johns. Johns drives and got clocked by Colby Klingelhofer. That'll be the first foul of the game on Colby Klingelhofer. And Amanda Johns will go back to the line. She's the only player to have shot a free throw here for Elm Creek. She's 0 of 2 at the line. Has a couple of points. And tries to get another one here. And gets it. Free throw good. 26-15 Amherst. They have outscored Elm Creek 11-5 so far here in the second quarter. Second free throw by Johns is on the way, and that one's good. So Amanda hits them both, makes it 26-16, and she'll check out of the basketball game. Samuelson, Jackie Berkey, Hubbard, Dyer, and Angela Berkey on the floor for Elm Creek. Kiana Leach checks in for Amherst. She'll bring it up the floor to Bergstrom in the left-hand corner. Fernandez, she'll drive. Jessica trains the 8-foot runner, and now she has 7 points in the ball game, 28-16. So right now, Elm Creek may be taking Shelby Hemmen out of the game, but the rest of the team is hitting some shots. Samuelson on the right elbow, going to take Hemmen to the hoop. Hemmen just stays with it, blocks the shot, falls into the hands of Berkey, and her shot no good. Hemmen will pull down the rebound, try to go coast to coast, cut off there by Dyer, a little push off. She's still dribbling, then she finally walked with a basketball. Hemmen was on a mission to try and get all the way to the other end, no matter if she had to dribble around, over, or through about all of the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Aisha Burke is going to check in with 47 seconds to go here in the half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Elm Creek walks with it at the other end. Jackie Berkey saw Angela. Angela saw a spot to run through and forgot to put the ball on the floor. So 42 seconds and Amherst will get it back. 28-16, Broncos lead it by 12, equaling their largest lead, and they're looking for more. Here's a long three, Colby Klingelhofer. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound pulled down that time by the Buffaloes, and Aisha Burke is going to push the ball up the floor. Plenty of time, 25 seconds. Out to Berkey, looked at the three, drives in, gives it to Samuelson. Back over to Burke. Good defense again by Amherst. They're really doing a good job of help defense. Right elbow Samuelson. Nobody open inside, tried to make the pass, but it's stolen away. There's 8 seconds to go. Leach brings it to the top of the circle, swims it off to Fernandez for the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound, Colby Klingelhofer throws it up at the horn, and it is off the mark. And that is the end of the first half of play on this Friday night in Elm Creek. At the half in our girls' contest, it is Amherst 28 and Elm Creek 16. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute on Classic Hits 98.9.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to Elm Creek High School for Friday night Fort Kearney Conference basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Amherst 28 and Elm Creek 16. It's the first of what could, or second of what could be, three matchups between the teams this season. They met in the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament last week, Amherst winning that ball game 61-51. And if the seeds hold, they will face each other in the sub-district final next Thursday down at Holdridge. And let's take an opportunity to tell you that we have all the pairings and we'll run those down in a moment. But don't forget tomorrow, a full day of sports here on Classic Hits starting at 2 o'clock with district wrestling. We will be in Amherst for the D3 final. Amherst, SEM, two top 10 teams. Cambridge is there, three top 10 teams in that district. Of course, all the Class D teams like Elm Creek from this area will be competing, and we will have all that action for you tomorrow. That will wrap up somewhere between 4:30 and 5. And then at 5:45, we will join the final three games of the Heartland Hoops Classic here on Classic Hits. Adams Central plays Gretna at 5:45. The Battle of Unbeatens, Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic at 7:30. Grand Island Senior High and Ralston at 9:15. Now, all the games tomorrow, all eight, will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, starting at 9 a.m. with Sandy Creek taking on Centura, kind of a state tournament time feel to it. Other games tomorrow, the second game will have Sutton taking on Pierce, and then Kearney Catholic at 12:30 will take on Fremont Archbishop Bergen, and that's when all the rated teams start playing each other. St. Cecilia will play Milford. Ravenna will take on Boys Town, and then the final three games that we told you about at 5:45, 7:30, and 9:15. Then next week, some district basketball action begins here on Classic Hits. We will be at the C-19 at Grand Island Northwest High School, where the 5:30 game will have Minden taking on the winner of Monday's Gibbonwood River game. And then at 7:15, Kearney Catholic and Centura will play for the third time in about a week and a half. Centura winning the first two meetings in the semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament, and again this past Tuesday night at Centura. And then the sub-district final is Thursday at 7 o'clock. We'll also have complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And 1 week from tonight at the Quest Center in Omaha, we will be bringing you semifinal action starting an hour earlier this year, 5 o'clock the start time. We'll have 4 hours plus of high school wrestling action live from the semifinals next week here on Classic Hits 98.9. Halftime here of our girls' game. It is 28-16. I saw something I never thought I'd see. A wrestling coach named Klingelhoffer shooting a basketball. How did that happen? I didn't think wrestling coaches shot basketballs. I didn't know how it went. I thought that was forbidden around here. I'm going to bring that up tomorrow. I'll guarantee you. I'm going to bring that up. And we saw the wrestling coach shooting the basketball out there. Coach Herman, I don't know what you do with this guy. I don't know what you do. It's unbelievable. I think he might have even made it. 28-16 at the half. Amherst leads the girls' game, and we'll be back after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Let's run down the first half stats of our girls' game. Starting with the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Jackie Berkey has two rebounds. Amanda Johns, 4 points and a rebound. Asia Burke, playing under the weather, still leads the team with 10 points and two rebounds. Angela Berkey, 2 points and a rebound. Katie Meyer has two rebounds. Danny Coons and Stacia Samuelson each have one rebound so far in the basketball game. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter, where the Buffaloes were 2 for 4. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Danny Coons has 2, the only player for Elm Creek with more than one. The Buffaloes had 10 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and at the half, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, and 9 turnovers for the 9-9 Lady Buffaloes. Now let's take a look at the numbers for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Shelby Hammond held just 4 points here in the first quarter or first half of play. She did pull down 8 rebounds. Most of those were in the first quarter. She does have 2 blocks. Jessica Fernandez, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Colby Klingelhoffer has a rebound. Mariah Tommenheim leads the team with 10 points, 2 rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer, 4 points, four rebounds. Kylie Haynes, 3 points, and one rebound. 14 rebounds in the first quarter, eight more in the second. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line once, going one of two. Three-point shooting, two of three in the first quarter, one of four in the second quarter. And turnovers, three in the first, four in the second. Nobody for Amherst has more than one foul. The Broncos put up 15 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, and at the half, 28 points, 22 rebounds, one of two at the free throw line, three of seven from three-point land, two block shots and seven turnovers. And at the half, 15-5 Amherst leads 9-9 Elm Creek by a score of 28-16. Again, the sub-districts begin. Same sub-district for these girls at Holdridge on Tuesday night. The Monday night game will have Overton and Bertrand at 7 o'clock. And then the winner will play Amherst Tuesday at 6. Elwood will play Elm Creek Tuesday at 7:45. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 28-16 Amherst at the half, and the second half is next.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Elm Creek will get the ball to get us underway here, the third quarter of play, and they need something to get going. They are down by 12, 28-16. It's not so much their defense. Their offense got to find a few more points as Burke puts up the jumper under pressure. No good. Danny Coons got the rebound, and on the putback, she'll be fouled. So Coons will have a chance to get in the scorebook and draws the foul here on the Amherst Broncos, Shelby Hemman. That'll be her first of the basketball game. And at the line, Danny Coons with the first free throw right through there. And Elm Creek will strike first here in the third quarter of play. It took them nearly 3 minutes in the first quarter and the second quarter to score. Second free throw is up, and it is in for Coons. And that'll make it 28-18. Amherst quickly up the floor. Same starters in there. Mariah Tomenheim back out to Klingelhofer. Katie swings it up top to Fernandez. Hemman along with Haynes down to Hemman. She got free and an easy layup for Shelby Hemman. Makes it 30-18. As Elm Creek will face a little man-to-man pressure now. Amherst had put some zone pressure on him earlier. Into the front court to Asia Burke. Up top, Whitney Hubbard. Let's see if she can get something going. They've really concentrated on her, haven't let her shoot anything from the outside. Burke, skip pass right side to Burke. Down low, Hubbard gets around Hemman. Dishes it off in the paint. Coons can't handle it. Even if she does, you're going to get a 3 seconds, and instead you're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Amherst. And Elm Creek turns it over for the 10th time. Amherst moving it from left to right here in the second half at Elm Creek from right to left as you view it along your radio dial on KKPR-FM. Kearney Amherst at Elm Creek as Fernandez's shot is no good, and Coons trying to get the rebound ended up on the floor, and they'll call her for a travel, so that means it's going to stay with Amherst. And throwing it in underneath their own hoop is Kylie Haynes, tries to lob it into Hemman. It's deflected away but into the hands of Tomenheim to Haynes in the corner. Kick it back out top, Klingelhofer. High post to Hemman. She's double-teamed. Tries to back her way in. Swings it out to Haynes. 18-footer is good. Mariah Tomenheim will get her 12th point of the basketball game, and it's 32-18 as they are moving the ball well in the red and white so far tonight. Asia Burke at the top of the circle here as Elm Creek tries to keep pace, now down by 14. Whitney Hubbard, 4-3, and that one's too strong. Ball out of bounds. Going to go to Elm Creek. Hubbard has yet to score in this basketball game, and Amherst knows she's a three-point threat, so they have kept an eye on her all night long. Finally got loose that time. Inbounds pass, they get it to Coons right underneath the hoop, and before she can even think about putting a shot up, she is fouled. And it's going to go on Shelby Hammond. So she's got two now here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. And what a difference in the game that would make if Hammond would get into foul trouble. Right now, still okay. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop to Amanda Johns. Catches, shoots, the turnaround jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound, Katie Klingelhofer. Outlet pass, they want to run, and Amanda Johns gets in the passing lane and takes the ball away. So Burke will bring it up the floor now for Elm Creek. Down 32-18, she'll drive. Hammond will block the shot, and Hammond will take it away. Third block shot for Shelby Hammond. Klingelhofer up the floor for Amherst. Looked at Fernandez down the floor, but decided not to make the pass and swings it over on the right wing to Mariah Tobenheim. Back up between the circles, Kylie Haynes. Over to Fernandez, trying to lob it into Hammond. Hammond lowers her shoulder. Oh, and a foul called on Elm Creek. Hammond grabbed the ball, spun towards the hoop, and I thought for a minute they might call her for the charge. But instead, Elm Creek gets the foul, and it's on Danny Coons, and that will be her third, first foul of the half by the Buffaloes. Amherst will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Haynes will get it in. Fernandez is wide open, 12-footer off the front of the rim. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Meyer, who came in. Katie outlet pass. Numbers aren't there to Hubbard. Hubbard between the circles. Swings it over on the right wing to Berkey. Berkey to the right elbow. Now dribbles it back out. Swings it over on the right side to Aisha Burke. Burke looks at a three, fires the three, and hits her third three of the ball game. She was pretty well covered and still knocks it down. 32-21, Amherst. Up the floor, Fernandez walked with the basketball. Couldn't believe how open she was. Caught it on the high post, was going to spin and kick it to Hammond, but nobody was on her. And so she took off, and the travel call. 32-21 the score. And Elm Creek could make it single digits with a bucket here. Try and get something going with 5 minutes to go in quarter number three. Berkey into the front court, going to force the jumper and score it off the glass. Angela Berkey with her second bucket. And the lead is down to 9. That gets the Elm Creek fans into it again. Klingelhofer coast to coast, throws it up and scores. Nobody got in her way. And Katie took it all the way in for her sixth point, 34-23. So every time Elm Creek does creep close, Amherst answers immediately. Berkey into the front court. Bounce pass is stolen away by Hammond. Hammond going to try and go coast to coast, and she'll be fouled by Hubbard. Her first foul, and two free throws coming up for Shelby Hammond. 4.5 to go here in quarter number three, and Hammond will make her first trip to the line. 6 points so far for Shelby, and the first free throw is good. 7 points for the All-State candidate. And into the ball game for Elm Creek will be Jackie Berkey. Second free throw now for Hammond. On the way, and it is good. So Hammond hits them both. She now has 8 points, and it's 36-23. Little zone trap again that they showed in the first half. Amherst will throw on again here. Elm Creek handled it well in the first half, and they'll break it again here as Jackie Berkey gets it into the front court to Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard between the circles. Kiana Leach has checked in, lobs it to the baseline to Aisha Burke. Backs up, fires over Klingelhofer. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, Meyer, back up and in. A rare second chance opportunity in putback for Elm Creek, and Meyer has her first bucket of the ball game. Amherst back on the offense, up 36-25, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Fernandez with it on the left side of the key. Into the corner, they'll go to Kylie Haynes. Skip pass over to Leach. Klingelhofer in the right-hand corner. Back up Fernandez. Around the defender. Beautiful move. Goes in for the layup and scores. Jessica Fernandez with a great ball fake. And that left the lane wide open. The defender was up too close on her, and she just stepped around. Now Burke trying to come the other way, and she got hipped at the free throw line. And she will draw the foul. So Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. But just haven't really been able to gain here in the second half on Amherst. The foul was on Kylie Haynes, her second. And the third team foul, Tobenheim and Bergstrom back in for Amherst. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. They get it into Jackie Berkey, but They force it in there, and after she caught it, she was stripped of it, and here comes Amherst, and again, it's going to be Klingelhoffer all the way to the rack and be fouled. Two free throws for Katie Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer has 6 points, five rebounds. First free throw of the night coming up, Amanda Johns with her first foul for the Buffaloes. And the free throw will bounce off, no good. If you're running a little late, didn't have supper tonight, they do have a Music Booster Soup Supper here, so you can catch that in between the games. Second free throw, Klingelhoffer up and in. And Katie now with three in the quarter and seven of the ball game. 39-25. Amherst by 14, equaling their largest lead. Elm Creek got it to nine, but then Amherst got back-to-back buckets. Now full court pressure, and Elm Creek will throw it in short here to Berkey. Back over to Aisha Burke. And Aisha will bring the ball up the floor herself. Goes by a couple of defenders and has the poke loose by Bergstrom. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Elm Creek. Hammond to the other end. Hammond lays it up and scores. Six in the quarter, 10 in the game. And the lead is now up to 16 as Amherst has turned up the heat midway through quarter number three. Jackie Berkey, Angela Berkey, trying to work it up. Angela picks the ball up and Elm Creek calls timeout. So timeout on the floor with 3:02 to go here in the third quarter of play. Your score, Amherst 41 and Elm Creek 25. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
With our producer engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudaback with you here at Elm Creek High School. Friday night, Fort Kearney Conference basketball. Hard to believe the final full Friday night of the season. Get into wrestling in the postseason after this Friday. 40-25, Amherst leads it, and out of the Elm Creek timeout. We're going to get a hand check foul called on the Broncos at the top of the circle, and we'll take it out again. Second foul on Colby Klingelhoffer, who checked in during the timeout. Elm Creek ball, Aisha Burke to throw it in. Again, she's playing under the weather and still leads her team with 13 points. Tries the back cut, the pass a little late. Getting there, she still finds a way to grab it and score, though. Nice athleticism by Aisha Burke. She's got 15 of her team's 27 points. 41-27. Amherst up the floor with Bergstrom. Bergstrom in the left-hand corner to Tomenheim. Back up top, they'll go to Leach. Leach is open, 16-footer. In and out, no good. Heaven crashed the boards. She stepped on a foot. She's okay. The shot, no good. The rebound brought down by Jackie Berkey. Elm Creek ball again with a chance to get even closer. Burke with it. Step back, can't get the three away. Floats it over to Berkey, drives, kicked it out to Hubbard. Hubbard to the right baseline. Van Amherst is doing a good job of helping out. Throw it up by Meyer from the free throw line. No good. Follows, got her shot blocked by Shelby Hammond the second time. Then picked up and scored by who else? Aisha Burke. So an opportunity for Elm Creek, and they're able to finish it off that time. 41-29, and at the other end, Heaven's going to make a strong move to the hoop and draw the foul. Foul this time will go on Elm Creek's Jackie Berkey, her second. And the team fouls are even at four here in the second half. Amanda Johns and Hadley Dyer re-enter the ball game now for Elm Creek. Amherst will throw it in underneath their own hoop. With a minute 55 to go in the third quarter and a quick three by Tomenheim. That one will not go off with the rebound Fernandez, and she's fouled on the putback. Jessica Fernandez with her seventh rebound will now go to the line and shoot two. She's got 9 points and seven rebounds, and the foul was called on Angela Berkey, her first of the ball game. So Fernandez to the line to shoot a pair. And Jessica will put it up and in. 42-29 Amherst. They were up 15-10 at the end of one. It has not been closer since. They were up 19-10, and it has not been closer than 9 since that point. Second free throw also good by Fernandez, and it's 43-29 as the teams have played even here in quarter number 3. Berkey off one screen, off two screens, up the sideline in front of her bench. Now a foul on a hand check. And we've had a lot of fouls here this third quarter. That's the 10th, five on each team. And it's the third foul called on Kylie Haynes. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop, and Hadley Dyer to throw it in. Kicks it in the right wing to Hubbard. And Hubbard, nothing doing, is going to get it all the way back out top, try and set up an offensive set here. They'll go back to that high 1-4, look for the back cuts. Dyer puts it on the floor, and we're going to get a calming call as it took a bad hop on that first dribble. And that's the fifth turnover of the quarter, 14th of the game for Elm Creek. 1:30 to go here, third quarter, 43-29. Amherst with the lead. Up top, an open three on the way, and it's going to skip out by Haynes, and the rebound brought down by Amanda Johns. And Johns will get it to Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard will bring it across the timeline. Swing it over on the left side to Dyer. Give and go back to Hubbard, but there's nowhere to go. And another Elm Creek turnover. Re-entering the game, Aisha Burke. Again, she has a game-high 17 points. Leading the way for Amherst is Shelby Hemman now. Excuse me, it is Jester Fernandez. She's got 11, and Hemman has 10. Minute 10 to go. Quarter number three, 43-29. Amherst with a 14-point lead after having their 10-game winning streak snapped on Tuesday in overtime to Ansley. They're looking to get another one started here. They are the favorite in the postseason. They've got the best record by far of anybody in their district. In fact, they're the only team with a winning record in their entire district. Elm Creek has the second-best record at 9-9. And a foul called here as the ball squirts loose. Looks like they're going to say the foul was on Amherst after they turned the ball over. And that's the fourth foul on Kylie Haynes. So she's going to have to check out of the ball game with 46 seconds to go here in quarter number three. And up the floor with it is going to be Berkey. Tries to lob it down low to Hubbard. They put the smallest player on the floor underneath. Even when she catches it, there's no way to get the shot away. So they'll cut Burke to the other end. She drives off the glass and in. 9 in the quarter, 19 in the game for Aisha Burke. 43-31, and at the other end, a jump ball. Hubbard ties up Klingelhofer. And the arrow points the way of Elm Creek. So again, an opportunity here for the Buffaloes to get closer in the ball game. Cut it to 10, maybe 9 if they hit a 3. Berkey looks to get around defenders, out to Hubbard for the 3. Whitney too strong. It's over everything. And the ball goes out of bounds to Amherst with 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Been a fairly high-scoring third quarter. 15 points for Amherst and 15 points for Elm Creek. Can Amherst get more? Give and go Klingelhofer. And a foul going to be called well away from the ball there on the shot. The up official saw something, and Katie Klingelhofer will go to the line. She's one of two, has 7 points. The foul on Amanda Johns is her second. We've had 12 fouls called here in this quarter. Free throw is up and in. So that means a long fourth quarter ahead. Every foul from now on out will be free throws. Klingelhofer makes the first one. Now looking at the second one on the way, and it is good. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Let's see if Elm Creek can get a shot away. Full court pressure being put on. Burke looks to throw it in, gets it to Berkey, and Berkey gets midcourt to the free throw line, throws the runner up, and scores. Somehow Berkey got up the floor from 5 seconds and got that runner to go. And for Angela, she now has 6 points in the ball game. Well, Elm Creek put up 17 points in the quarter. The only problem is they didn't gain a single point. It's still a 12-point margin after 3, Amherst 45, Elm Creek 33. We head to the fourth quarter after this timeout on KKPR-FM.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Amherst will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play and immediately get inside to Bergstrom, who is going to be fouled. And we'll get some more free throws coming up. Mackenzie Bergstrom looking for her first points. Each team has had five players score, and Bergstrom makes it six as she changes the scoreboard to 46-33. The foul was on Angela Berkey, her second. And a second free throw on the way, and Bergstrom hits them both. Amherst is shooting free throws real well. They are now 10 of 12 in the ball game, 47-33, and Elm Creek called for a palm again. That's the third one of those in the game. 16th turnover for Elm Creek. Amherst has 11. Amherst has 12 points from Mariah Tobenheim, 11 from Jessica Fernandez, 10 for Shelby Hemman, 9 for Katie Klingelhofer, and a very balanced effort, and a three-second violation on Amherst. For Elm Creek, 19 points for Aisha Burke. Leads the way. Then you go all the way down to Angela Berkey with 6. Most of the other staffs outside of rebounds are pretty even. Aisha Burke brings it into the front court here for Elm Creek. Gives it to Berkey off the high pick. Drives the left side. Puts it off the glass and in. Excellent pick set on the left elbow. And Angela Berkey able to take advantage. But Amherst wastes no time. Quickly into the front court to Hemman. Steps through the double team and goes to the line. She's fouled. Shelby Hemman below her season average at the moment with just 10 points. We'll get to shoot two free throws here. The foul called on Katie Meyer, her first. Hemman, 2 of 2 at the line, puts this one up and good. 48-35. And the second free throw moments away. I misspoke about Amherst's 10-game winning streak. They had won 11 of 12. They did get beat by SEM in the middle of all that, so I apologize for that. As the second free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Katie Meyer. She's got 6 rebounds coming off the bench here for Coach Mike Ford. 48-35, though, is your score. Amherst has led the entire way. Elm Creek basketball to Berkey, way out on the right wing. Looks for Hubbard, instead dumps it into Burke. Burke shot no good, partially blocked. Ball being batted around. Katie Klingelhofer will grab her 6th board here for Amherst. Long outlet pass. She finds Tobenheim running to the hoop. Too strong, no good. Fernandez with the rebound, and she'll be fouled. And now Amherst is starting to hit the offensive glass again like they did in the first quarter. Amherst had 14 rebounds in the first quarter, and a lot of those were on the offensive glass. The foul is on Meyer. Second one for her, and 2 free throws coming up. The first one crawls in for Jessica Fernandez. 49-35. Second free throw now for the sophomore. Tobenheim and Haynes, the only seniors on this team. Second free throw also good. So 13 points now for Jessica Fernandez, and 50 on the board here for Amherst with 6.5 to go in the ball game. Up the floor, Whitney Hubbard. Hands it off to Berkey. Berkey right elbow, looks for the back cutter. Made the pass too quick, but it's tipped into Burke's hands, and she finds a way to score. And Aisha Burke having one of her best games of the year with 21 points, 50-37. As they work the ball around the perimeter, just kind of playing catch-up top, trying to get Hammond open here in the box and one. Amanda Johns making sure she knows where she is at all times. Right now, Amherst being pretty patient with the basketball. Kylie Haynes, left-hand corner, Fernandez. Now they get it into Tobenheim. And a foul going to be called on Elm Creek. And Coach Mike Ford doesn't like that one, and I don't blame him. Shelby Hemman knows how to clear space. And a foul going to be called and send Hemman to the line. And they're going to call Katie Meyer, I believe, for the foul. And Hemman's free throw is no good. Second free throw now for Hemman. On the way and good. So Shelby Hemman gets 1 of 2, and it's 51-37. Elm Creek trails here at home in their final home game of the regular season. They'll try that back cut again. This time they try to go to Hubbard and overthrow her. And out of bounds it goes. First turnover in a while for the Buffaloes. And Kiana Leach will come back into the ball game for the Amherst Broncos. Leach is in there along with Kylie Haynes, Hammond, Jessica Fernandez, and Tavon High. And driving in for the shot, Haynes. Off the front of the rim, no good. Comes to Whitney Hubbard, who boxed out the shooter. That'll be her first rebound of the ball game. Outlet pass, they find Berkey. The runner up and in and draws the foul. Boy, Berkey sure is finding a way to not have her feet set and find a way to score at the same time. And Angela now with 10 points, 8 of those in the second half, and will go to the free throw line. The foul was on Jessica Fernandez, her first, and the free throw is up, and it is in. 5 points in this quarter, 51-40. Elm Creek not giving up, and Amherst throws it away right into their own bench. And each team has given it up 2 times here in the fourth quarter. Well, Elm Creek numerous times in the second half has made a run, but they just haven't been able to make a big run. And they've got a chance to get one going here as Berkey drives, kicks it out to Burke. Burke trying to drive into the double team. Hammond holds her ground, blocks the shot, takes it away. The fifth block for Shelby Hammond. Gets it to Leach, and up the floor comes Amherst. 51-40 Broncos. 5:05 to go, and Hammond at the other end missed the shot. A rare miss inside for Hammond. I think she had a little too much momentum going her way and put it up off the glass too strong. So into the front court comes Elm Creek. Berkey, she'll try another running jumper. This time it will not go. And Fernandez will have rebound number 8 in the ball game for her. Right down the middle of the floor. Nobody stops her. Takes it at Meyer. Lays up and in. Fernandez coast to coast with 15 points. 53-40. So 2 times Elm Creek had a chance to get it into single digits, and 2 times Amherst denied them. Up top with it will be Burke. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So stay with us for that. And reaching in to tie things up, Kiana Leach. Jump ball, arrow points the way of Elm Creek, so they'll maintain possession. With 4:23 to go here in the basketball game, Amherst trying to beat Elm Creek for the second time in a week. They beat them 1 week ago in the semifinals of the conference tournament, 61-51. This almost on the exact same pace, 53-40. Amanda Johns, left side of the key, to the high post, trying to get it to Meyer. Hammond saw it coming. Hammond steps in front, makes the steal. Shelby to the other end, layup good. 14 for Shelby Hammond, and it's 55-40. And once again, a mini run by Elm Creek is doused by back-to-back buckets by Amherst. Burke gets it out to Hubbard on the right wing. Hubbard tries to lob it inside, overshoots Burke this time, and Elm Creek with their 19th turnover. Up the floor, Hammond runs again. Klingelhofer got it to her a speck too late. The layup is no good. She was too far underneath the hoop and couldn't get it to go, and Katie Meyer with her 7th rebound, and the junior doing very well, and a timeout going to be called here by Elm Creek. They will have 1 remaining. A full-length timeout with 3:34 to go in the ball game. It is Amherst 55, Elm Creek 40, and we'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Today it's basketball, tomorrow wrestling and basketball. Elm Creek a little late getting out of the timeout. They set the ball down, but they hustle over and get it in. And they come out of that timeout looking to find some offense here. Hubbard fakes her dribble off, needs somebody to come out. Johns does to take the ball against the man-to-man defense from Amherst. John dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it off there to Hubbard again. Back out top to Burke. Pretty simple. Either they're shooting threes or they're trying that back cut. Every once in a while, Berkey here in the second half has made a runner. But that has been the basic offense here tonight for Elm Creek. And we're down to 3 minutes to go. 55-40 Amherst. Ball fake Burke. Got around Haynes. Drives baseline. Shot that time. Won't go. And the rebound brought down by Jessica Fernandez, who's a rebound away from a double-double. Into the front court, Klingelhofer gives it to Fernandez. Both teams are off until Tuesday when they go to Holdridge to play in the first round, or I guess we should say the semifinals of sub-districts. The first round game is for Trent Overton Monday. The winner of that will play Amherst, while Elm Creek will play Elwood, a team they beat by 28 just this past Tuesday. So everybody in that district is going to be pretty familiar with each other. Amherst working the ball, being very patient here with 2:25 to go. Up top with it is Kylie Haynes. Over to Leach. And Amherst really just kind of running some clock right now. Spreading the floor. Free throw line. Haynes looked, decided not to take it. Over to Klingelhofer. This is probably the longest possession of the ball game for the Lady Broncos. And they haven't been inside the lane yet. Fired over to Klingelhofer. Now get it down to Hemmons. Spin move. Turn around. Jumper. Against the double team. No good. Got the rebound. Put it back up and draws the foul. Coming to the line for two more free throws. She is 4 of 6 so far in the ball game, and 14 points. The foul on Whitney Hubbard, her second. The 10th team foul, the free throw by Hammond is no good. Into the ball game again will be Angela Berkey, and Jackie Berkey will check out. Shelby Hammond now with her second free throw. On the way, and it's short, and over the back is going to be called here on the rebound, and Kylie Haynes has fouled out of the contest. She'll finish with 3 points and one rebound of the ball game. Foul out with 1:57 remaining, and we'll walk to the other end and let the game's leading scorer, Aisha Burke, go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Aisha with 21 points in this basketball game. 11 of those in the second half. And the first free throw of the night for Burke is on the way and in. 22 points now for the senior on her last game at home. A lot of seniors here playing their last game at home for Elm Creek. Amanda Johns, Aisha Burke, Angela Berkey, Danny Coons, and Stacia Samuelson. Second free throw up, and it is in. And Burke will hit them both. Gives her 23 in the game. 55-42, Amherst with a minute 57 to go in the ball game, and we didn't have everybody on and off the floor, so they'll inbound it one more time. No big deal as Elm Creek is dropped back in a half-court man-to-man. Trying to force the issue here. Hadley Dyer back in for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Amherst with a basketball here. Bergstrom came in to replace Haynes when she fouled out. Leach with it. Kiana backing up. Better be careful about stepping on the midcourt line. Now it's knocked out of her hands, but it goes to Bergstrom. Amherst trying to play keep away. And a timeout going to be called by the Broncos as they get trapped on the sideline. That'll be their first timeout of the ball game. A minute 34 to go in the contest. It is Amherst 55 and Elm Creek 42. We'll be back after this timeout.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Just a minute 34 to go in our girls' varsity game. It is parents' night, so the boys' game will tip off at about 8:30 this evening. Inbounds pass comes to Kiana Leach. Oh, she had Bergstrom open in the lane, couldn't catch it, but right behind her is going to be Mariah Tobenheim to save the possession, and then she will throw it away. We've got an over and back, and now the back official said the ball was touched, and so Amherst will keep possession. So Amherst will throw it in at midcourt. With a minute 25 to go. Into the corner to Kiana Leach. She's in the left-hand corner. Tries to dribble out of there. Throws it up top to Klingelhofer. Comes to the right elbow, and she ends up traveling with the basketball. So In the end, Amherst ends up turning it over for the third time here in the quarter. And we'll see if Elm Creek gets any closer. Lost to him by 10 last week. Right now down by 13. Burke in the center circle. A little matchup zone here for Amherst, and it forces an Elm Creek turnover as Burke dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Turnover number 20 in the ball game for Elm Creek. Amherst has 15, 14. In the Misco Sports postgame show, now a minute away here from Elm Creek as Klingelhofer gets it out to Taubenheim. All the final numbers are coming up, and then we'll have the boys game for you. As they play keep away, Leach decides to drive, gets it to Bergstrom in the paint, 10-footer no good, and then she runs right over the back of Hadley Dyer trying to get the rebound. And Dyer will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Bergstrom with her second personal foul, 19th foul, and we're down to 46 seconds to go in the game. Dyer has yet to score in the ball game, and we'll get that opportunity right here. Checking back in is going to be Crystal Fernandez. And it looks like maybe we'll see the bench clear a little bit here. Back in is Colby Klingelhofer. As Amherst has this game in the bag. They were up 19-10 earlier in the second quarter, and it never got any closer. The free throw, Dyer, no good. Rebound, Crystal Fernandez. Elm Creek got down by 15, 16 points. Then they cut it to 10 or 9, but never could get any closer. Amherst basketball knocked out of Leach's hands. It goes out of bounds. Stays with Amherst. 34 seconds to go. Elm Creek still pestering the ball handler, trying to force one more turnover. Dyer and Klingelhofer jousting, and then Dyer just goes right up and fouls her. That'll be the 10th team foul plus on Elm Creek. And so two free throws now coming up for Katie Klingelhofer, and everybody's had a pretty solid ball game tonight for Amherst. Offensively and defensively. Klingelhofer with 9 points can make it 10. In and out, no good. If she can hit one of these two, Amherst would have four players in double figures. And a second free throw now by Klingelhofer. On the way, but won't get it to go. Crash the boards. And Burke says it's mine. And Aisha with her fifth rebound. Brings them off the floor herself. Final 25 seconds for this group of seniors here at Elm Creek. Burke gives it over on the right side to Dyer. Dyer tries to get it back up to Burke. Burke has it between the circles, looking for a pick. Gets it into the paint, trying to pick and roll to Johns. Dyer picked it up, finds some room, lays it up and scores. Hadley with her first bucket. 7 seconds to go, and Amherst will just dribble out the time. And Klingelhofer into the front court as time will expire. And the final score, the Amherst Lady Broncos, who didn't score in about the last 3.5 minutes, end up winning it 55-44 over the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Elm Creek falls to 9-10. Amherst improves to 16-5 on the season. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Stan Whistle and the fine folks here for their hospitality as we bring you to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Whether you're thinking spring, soccer, baseball, softball, track, they've got the shoes and the equipment you will need at Misco Sports. Here's a look now at the final stats. First off, for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, six players get into the scoring column. Whitney Hubbard, one rebound, did not score in the game tonight. Jackie Berkey, 3 rebounds. Amanda Johns, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Hadley Dyer, 2 points, 1 rebound. Angela Berkey, 11 points, 1 rebound. Katie Meyer, 2 points and a team-high, 7 rebounds. Danny Coons, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Stacia Samuelson, 1 rebound. And Asia Burke led all players tonight with a game-high 23 points and 5 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half and 5 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Buffaloes, 2 of 5 in the first half and 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Elm Creek, 9 in the first half and 11 in the second half of play. 16 points in the first half, 28 in the second half, and Elm Creek will finish with 44 points, 23 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 20 turnovers, and Elm Creek will fall to 9 and 10, dropping their second game in a week to Amherst. We'll look at the numbers for the Amherst Lady Broncos after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
We're back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's look at the final numbers now for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Also, 6 players scored, 3 of them in double figures, including Shelby Hemmen, who had 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocked shots. Colby Klingelhofer had 1 rebound. Jessica Fernandez was the leading scorer tonight for the Lady Broncos with 15 points. She also had 9 rebounds in the basketball game. Mariah Tobenheim, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Crystal Fernandez had a rebound. Kylie Haynes, 3 points and a rebound. And Mackenzie Bergstrom, 2 points. 22 rebounds in the first half. I had Amherst for only 8 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting 1 of 2 in the first half, 13 of 20 in the second half. 3-point shooting 3 of 7 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers 7 in each half. Amherst had 28 points at halftime. They put up 27 more in the second half. And the Lady Broncos are back in the win column with 55 points, 30 rebounds, 14 out of 22 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 5 block shots all belonging to Hemmen, and 14 turnovers as Amherst is now 16-5 on the season with a 55-44 win over the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Up next for both teams, it's sub-district play Tuesday night in the D110 sub-district at Holdridge. Amherst will play Tuesday at 6 o'clock against either Bertrand or Overton, while Elm Creek will play Elwood at 7:45, and the winners will meet at 7 o'clock next Thursday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, a supporter of all athletes, and we know district wrestling wraps up tomorrow, but then the little kids are out there, and they've got the singlets, the knee pads, the headgear, the shoes, everything you need for your little guy or gal to wrestle this season. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break. They're about ready to begin warm-ups here after Parents' Night for the boys. We're still looking at an on-air time of 8:30 here this evening as Amherst and Elm Creek do battle. Final score again of the girls' game, Amherst 55 and Elm Creek 44. For our producer and engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening and stay with us as we've got more basketball coming your way in 20 minutes here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit